In the name of the Lord Jesus, I testify.
奉耶稣圣名，我做见证。
I would like to share with you the night Jesus Christ appeared before me.
我要跟你们做的见证就是那一天晚上，耶稣基督出现在我的面前。
One night at around 3 a.m. in the morning.
在一天的凌晨三点。
I woke up with a sharp and excruciating pain in my left arm.
我起来的时候，突然一阵阵痛是在我的左臂。
And at the same time, I was having difficulty breathing.
同时我感觉到呼吸困难。
I was all alone in my room.
我独自一个人在房里。
And could not call for help.
也不能够求救。
I didn't know at that time what it was that caused the pain in my left arm.
当时我不晓得是什么导致我的左手疼痛。
But it really hurts.
但是是真的非常的痛。
I later found out that it was similar to the symptom of heart attack.
那时我才发现到原来这跟心脏病是有一点相像的。
I felt a very strange sensation.
我有一个非常奇特的一个感觉。
And as though my whole body was being pulled upward.
就好像我的全身是被拖起来一样。
I was elevated higher and higher.
我感觉到身体越来越往上升。
I turned my head around and saw I was sleeping peacefully.
但是当我回头一望，我看见自己很平稳地躺在床上。
It came to my realization that I was separated from my body.
我才发现到我好像是与我自己的身体分开了。
And I was dying and my soul was leaving my body.
我好像是快要死了，所以我的灵魂离开了我的身体。
I panicked and I refused to believe that this was actually happening.
我非常的紧张，我没有想到这样子的事会发生在我身上。
That my soul was leaving my body.
就是我的灵魂真的离开了我的身体。
I determined I do not want to leave.
但是我很有决心，我不想要离开。
I tried very hard to weigh down myself.
我很努力的想要把自己的身体再往下沉。
With the hope that my soul will fall back to my body.
希望这样子我的灵魂会回归到我的身体里。
It was to no avail.
但是根本没有办法做到。
Then I called out to Jesus.
我就向主来呼求。
I pleaded to him so that I might return to my body.
我祈求他让我可以回到我的身体里。
And not face this premature death.
不想要那么早死。
And I heard a gentle voice saying,
我听到一个温柔的声音对我说，
My child, come, I'm taking you to heaven tonight.
我的孩子，我现在要带你去天国。
Let's go now.
我们现在就走。
I knew it was Jesus, my heavenly Father whom I love.
我知道这是我爱的天父，耶稣基督。
I have no doubt at all because it was a voice full of love, gentleness, kindness, and compassion.
我没有怀疑，因为这个声音是充满了温柔和慈爱。
I quickly replied, Please, my Lord, but I am scared.
我就说，主啊，但是我很害怕。
If I leave this world tonight, then there are many things I will not accomplish as I have a future ahead of me here.
如果我今晚就走的话，我还有很多事没有做，还有很多事情没有完成。
Jesus replied in a sad tone.
耶稣就以一个非常伤心的语气来回答我。
Why do you love this world?
为什么你爱世界？
Follow me to heaven and leave this world behind. Follow me to heaven and leave this world behind.
离开这个世界，与我到天国去吧。
I resisted again and said,
我又再一次拒绝，然后说，
What about my parents? I cannot leave them now.
我的父母呢? 我不能现在离开他们。
Jesus replied, You love your parents more than me.
你爱父母,是你爱我。
I was heart-stricken to admit the truth.
我很不想来承认这个事实。
And I reasoned with him that I am not yet worthy to enter heaven.
我就对他说, 我还是没有配得进天国的。
As I feel, I have not done much in serving Jesus.
因为我还没有真正来侍奉神。
Although I have the Holy Spirit, I just feel that I don't deserve to go to heaven.
虽然我已经有圣灵了, 我还是觉得自己不配进天国。
I requested for Jesus to let me have a look at heaven first.
我就祈求神先让我看一看天国是长什么样子的。
Then only I would decide to
然后,
whether to go with him.
我才决定要不要先来跟他走。
Unfortunately,
很不幸的,
Jesus did not allow this sneak preview.
耶稣没有先让我看这个前戏。
Because if I were to see it so beautiful, I definitely will go.
因为要是我看见天国是多么的美，我应该会跟他去。
But it is the unseen that we have no. I have no faith. I didn't see heaven, and I don't have the faith. How is he will turn out like? Will it be better than this world?
我怎么可能对还没有看见的？ 有信心，然后来跟随他到天国去呢？ 然后觉得比这个世界好呢？
I was indeed very weak in my faith.
我的信心确实是软弱的。
As I am a third generation True Jesus Church believer,
因为我是第三代的信徒,
I have followed my father to church.
我是跟随父亲到教会去的。
Since young,
是从小就到教会去。
Baptized when I was a baby.
是在婴孩的时候就受洗。
Followed, attended Bible camps, theological courses.
是有到参加过这个神训班还有圣经营的。
Attended Sunday Bible class.
也有参加就是星期天的宗教教育课程。
I know about Bible quite a lot.
我对圣经还算是熟悉的。
Yet, when it's time to go to heaven, I was still attached to this world.
但是当是时候要到天国去的时候，我的心还是挂念着这个世界。
Finally, with much regret,
最后, 就是有许多的遗憾,
I turned down the offer to go with Jesus to heaven.
我就拒绝了耶稣的, 邀请。
I pleaded to him,
我向他祈求说,
Let me live a little longer in earth. Let me live a little longer in earth.
让我在世界上再活久一点。
And make the best of my short time to serve you.
让我花这短暂的时间来为你做，为来侍奉你。
And glorify your name.
荣耀你的名。
And to testify these incidents for the brethren in church.
也要为弟兄姐妹来做这个见证。
Then one day when my work is done,
那到那一日，当我完成了我的工作,
that I have fulfilled the work in Christ,
当我完成了在主里面的工作,
I will leave this world and return to you.
我就会离开这个世界，回到你那里去。
If this is your will.
要是这是你的旨意的话,
Suddenly, I was back to my body and was awake.
突然间，我的灵魂回到了我的身体，我就清醒了。
I sat up in my bed, thinking that it was a dream.
我坐起来，认为这可能是一个梦。
But the same excruciating pain in my left arm was still present.
但是我左手的疼痛还是有在的。
Immediately, I know it was not a dream, but it was real.
但是我马上就知道这并不是梦，这是真实发生的。Quickly,
I knelt down and prayed fervently, asking for forgiveness.
那我马上跪下来，很恳切地祈求神饶恕我。
I prayed very loud.
我祷告得非常的大声。
speaking in tongues and with much repentance.
就是讲灵言，而且我是很有悔改的心。
In my prayer,
在我的祷告里，
Jesus revealed to me,
耶稣向我显现，
that I was becoming part of the world.
不是，对不起，耶稣想要告诉我，我已经越来越属世界了。
He loves me and wanted to save me from falling.
他爱我，想要阻止我堕落。
That's why he came to take me.
所以才来带我离开。
Throughout my prayer, my eyes were closed.
在我的祷告的时候，我的眼睛是闭着的。
But I could see the brightness of his form.
但是我可以看到一阵很强烈的光芒。
And sense his presence.
而且我可以感受到他的存在。
He was in front of me.
他就在我的前面。
About 3 feet away.
就是三公尺外。三尺外。
Knowing that, I slowly opened my eyes.
那我就慢慢的张开眼睛。
I wanted to take a peek at him.
我想要偷偷的看他一眼。
As I really want to see his face.
因为我想看见他的脸。
But Jesus knew.
但是耶稣知道。
And he said that I am not allowed to see his face.
他说我不能够让你看见我的脸。
So I'm scared and I close my eyes again and continue praying.
我害怕，然后我就关眼睛，然后继续祷告。
Throughout my prayer, the pain in my left arm remained.
那在我祷告的时候，我左手的疼痛还是有存在的。
The pain was lifted away slowly at the end of my prayer.
在我祷告要结束的时候，这个疼痛就慢慢的消除了。
When I finished praying, I feel normal again.
当我祷告完毕之后，我就感觉一切都正常。
Praise the Lord Jesus for his love for me.
我感谢赞美神对于我的爱。
For who am I to receive such huge blessing from him?
我是凭着什么能够领受这个大爱呢？
And to be given a second chance to live.
并且给予我第二个机会来活着。
To be able to experience his wonderful incident.
可以来体验这个很美好的经历。
And even to negotiate my term of life with him.
还可以与神来就是谈判说我要多活多一点。
I feel truly humble.
我觉得我是卑微的。
But because I felt that I was desperate.
但是当时我真的很想要活下来。
That's why I dared to negotiate my term.
所以我才敢来跟主谈判。
Although sometimes I regretted it.
虽然有时候我也有一点后悔。
When life is hard, I do really thought that I could have just gone to heaven.
在我的人生面对困难的时候，我就在想，当时我最好还不如就直接上天国。
Because it will be so much better there.
因为它会比现在更好。
Although thanks to the grace of God.
但是感谢神的恩典。
That my life always is a blessing.
我的生活和生命还是一直是蒙福的。
I'm still healthy.
我还是有健康的身体。
I have good education and a good job.
我有一个我受到良好的教育，也有一份很好的工作。
And I have a very good family.
我也有一个很好的家庭。
Up till now I don't have any life huge tribulations.
那在我的人生也没有很大的风浪。
Though I need to embrace myself because only God knows my future.
但是我必须要更加建立自己，因为只有神才知道我的未来。
Please do pray for me too, so that I can keep my faith.
请为我祷告，让我可以就是维持和保守我的信仰。
brothers and sisters, I take this as a precious lesson.
弟兄姐妹，我将这个经历当作是一个宝贵的教训。
That Jesus wants to remind me and all of us seated here today.
耶稣要提醒我，还有我们所有坐在这里的弟兄姐妹。
That we cannot be part of this world.
我们不可以属世界。
We must keep ourselves holy.
要保守自己圣洁。
Always and be worthy to enter the kingdom of God.
并且要做得配得进天国。
Otherwise, when the time comes,
要不然当时候到来
for us to leave this world,
就是时候到了，是要我们离开世界时
we will have so much guilt,
我们是拥有那么多的惭愧
and attachment to this unholy world,
并且我们的心是在这个不圣洁的世界上
and unable to enter the holy kingdom of God.
就没有资格来进入圣洁的国度。
In 1 John chapter 2 verse 15.
约翰一书第二章十五节。
Love not the world.
不要爱世界。
Neither the things that are in this world.
也不要爱世界里的事。
If any man love the world,
人若爱世界，
the love of Father is not in him.
爱父的心就不在他里头了。
So therefore, dear brethren,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
let us all be steadfast in our faith.
我们要坚持在自己的信仰上。
And when Jesus comes again,
当耶稣再来时，
we can proudly lift up our head.
我们可以很勇敢地抬起头来。
And march into the heavenly kingdom to receive our gift.
可以勇敢地走向前，到他面前领受我们的赏赐
，and praising Jesus in one accord，
并且来同心地赞美他。
All glory to our Lord Jesus Christ，
一切荣耀归给我们天上的主。
Amen，
Amen。